It was handled incompetently. The communication was atrocious. It was inconsistent. It's generous to say that there were misstatements. It's a generous statement. And I believe you ought to suffer the consequences that these others have suffered. And I believe the best way to put this behind us is your resignation.
Ouch. Well, the Republican administration went in to the hearings in the Senate on the 19th with Alberto Gonzalez, just hoping and praying that they would come out without one more Republican calling for the Attorney General's resignation. Bang, Tom Coburn did it, Republican from Oklahoma, the latest to call for the resignation of the AG. It was not a good day for Gonzalez on the 19th, but was it a good day for the administration, and was it a good day for the White House? We don't think so here at Radio Nation, and neither does our next guest. John Nichols, pioneering blogger. He writes for The Nation's Notion. He's also the one of the big political correspondents for The Nation magazine. You can find him at thenation.com or thenation.org. He's its Washington correspondent. Let me reintroduce John Nichols. You were here with us last week. We weren't here physically, and it's a pleasure to be with you, actually, in your hometown of Madison. But as we were leaving, going to break, you said Bush, Cheney were in the room. We've got to take this investigation to the White House. Did we get any closer this week?
We got a lot closer. And the incredible thing, of course, we had a media in this country that actually covered politics. People would know this. Unfortunately, you know, the murderous kid at Virginia Tech put out a video, so the Gonzalez hearings were not given nearly the attention they should have had. But that said, if you watch the hearings, yeah, we got a lot closer. And we got closer thanks to that charming young man, Arlen Specter. The fact is, Gonzalez's trouble came from Republicans up there. It didn't come from Democrats. There